Here we go. Ryan Harris.
Stumps. England have lost their first wicket with the first ball of the innings.
Talk about iconic Australians. This guy is certainly one of those when it comes to all things cricket, and in particular, the Ashes. It is all thanks to AustralianMade.com.au. Look for the green and gold Australian Made logo to be sure it's genuine Aussie. It took a little while getting there to play international cricket for this man, but boy, it was worth the wait. And by the end of his stunning career, he ended up with over 100 test wickets. The man in question is Ryan Harris. He joins us on Sports Day. Rhino, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
With this SCG test now underway and Australia having wrapped up the Ashes series, tell us about what the Ashes means to Ryan Harris.
It's obviously I was lucky enough to play in a couple Ashes series, so it's obviously a massive part of my career. But at the Ashes in general, was as a young kid, I remember sitting up watching, the games in England and then obviously the big series that come over here and hoping one day that a dream of mine was to play in one of those series, and lucky enough, I guess, and thankfully that dream came true. It was it's obviously they're massive series, the big build-ups, as we know, and all you want to do is from that point you start preparing for an Ashes series, so usually 2 to 3 weeks out. The last thing you want, and the most I guess you want is to hold that little urn at the end and celebrate with your mates. And I was lucky enough to be able to do that. Probably it was only once actually in Australia. We didn't quite get over the line over in England, but this test, the Sydney test, obviously coming to it. Last time we played England here, we were in the same predicament. The guys, as the guys now in this game, and you come to Sydney, you want to get the job done. Everyone talks about being, winning the Ashes and being 3-0 up. Obviously, the boys want to make it 4-0. There's never a dead test match, and I'm sure England will be thinking that as well. So you're coming in. It's a great time of year. You're with your family. You've got, obviously, the New Year celebrations, which they do a really good party with all the team. And then, you get down to business. But coming into this test, it's an exciting time, knowing at the end of it, you can sit down and actually properly celebrate what you've just achieved and what you've been through.
You had your first taste, Ryan, in the 2010-11 home series. And then, of course, there were those two back-to-back series, which will be remembered for a long, long time. You had a massive impact over in the UK in that 2013 series, which, as you said, ultimately Australia lost. But we all know what happened beyond that. Tell us about your actual experience bowling in England, though. You obviously enjoyed the conditions.
Yeah, I did. I never really played a lot of, probably only about 3 or 4 games, actually, of county cricket, which is something that I probably, out of my whole career, would have liked to have done a bit more. But I played a fair bit of league cricket. I played 3 or 4 years of league cricket. Obviously, a little bit different with the wickets you get in league cricket, but similar concept where you have to bowl a certain length and use the Duke's ball. I just love that. I do really enjoy bowling the Duke's ball, and it's swung around a bit. It's stayed a bit newer, a bit shinier, a bit longer than normal. But just the, just finding the right length is difficult over there, and I think we've struggled with that. Recently, in the last couple of years, especially the last series that was there, I just love doing it. It was just a great place. It's a place where the temperatures are good, really good to bowl in. They're not necessarily stinking hot like we get over in Australia. So you're able to bowl, a bit longer and bowl probably longer spells and probably more overs in the day. And just the whole feel of playing on English in English conditions and the grounds, which are so unique over there. They're such beautiful grounds and lush and they're just great conditions. But I just seemed to love it. That something clicked over in that series and just hit my lines, hit my lengths, and just sort of let the ball do the work. I guess if you put enough in the right spot, eventually the ball will do something for you. And I managed to be able to do that well enough. But obviously we came away with the loss, which we were disappointed with, because we know we were in positions in that test series to probably, if not draw it, but definitely win it. We had stages there. We were chasing, runs, I think, in Durham. We were 1 for 150, chasing 300, and got bowled out for about 220, I think it was. So not ideal, but as you said, that we came back. We were determined to come back on our shore and put up a really strong performance, and we managed to do that.
Ryan, it was probably, though, written in the stars, let's be fair, that you were going to perform well in England, because you've got some pretty strong links to that country. I think your father was born over in the UK. Were you ever close to having your head turned by the English to maybe front up for the three lines instead of Australia?
Oh, not really. No. Not really about it. I was never going to play, and I'd never planned on playing for England. I had a situation there where I was trying to play some county cricket there, and it came to a potential opportunity. But I at the time it was, I just sort of made a move from South Australia to Queensland. Mm. So my cricket was starting to take off. I was starting to apply myself a bit better and get to learn the game and get better in the game. And the move to Queensland was a big sort of, I saw as a freshen up and a change that I probably needed at the time. I had no intentions of really taking it further and playing for England. My goal, although at that time my goal was just to play well for Queensland, I didn't really put too many aspirations or too many massive goals about I'm going to go to Queensland and try and dominate there so I can play for Australia. It was just more about me moving to Queensland and said for a fresh start, trying to play in a successful environment which Queensland had and hopefully winning some shields and one day trophies, and whatever happened from there happened. Australia was the goal, but as I said at that time, it's probably more about getting myself being a consistent cricketer, which I hadn't been over the previous probably 6-7 years in South Australia.
Ryan, to come back from that UK series, like you said, to be in so many test matches, a flip of the coin as to whether there might have been a different result, but then to return to Australia and then put together what you and the side did to win that series 5-0 and just really demoralise England. Again, you must look back and pinch yourself on occasions, but do you know was there anything in the build-up to that series? Was there that great belief that you took from your performances in the UK that had you thinking, hey, we could be on the verge of something pretty special here?
Yeah, there was. I never forget. It's been great this series. It's probably the first series, first time since I've retired that I've really wanted to be back playing. Because I just know what goes into one of these series and the success that the boys have had again. Just seeing it and sitting at home, I feel like I have to, grab a beer or grab a cake or something just to go and have a beer with them or have a drink with them when they win. I still feel, because I know that feeling. But I never forget the moment. We obviously came back with some confidence. And I don't like saying that because we did lose a series. I never like losing series in games of cricket. But we came back with some confidence. We knew we'd pushed England. We didn't perform well at certain stages in that series in England. But we knew, Mitch was coming back as well. Mitch Johnson was coming back into the team. We had his experience is fantastic, but his thunderbolts were always going to help. I never forget Michael Clarke sitting us down at the bowling group at Allan Border Field, probably a week and a half out from that, and just sort of saying we want you guys to dominate, this series. We want Mitch to intimidate and bowl fast, and Pete Siddle and I to make sure we're backing him up, and he said whether that's taking wickets or not, that let's not worry about that. Let's just win games of cricket. And that was for me just that little moment we had there, a little 15 minutes we had, was just sort of setting the benchmark or the plan that we wanted to make sure that we executed. So, and we did that pretty well, and that was the thing. I think that we had a tight group. Nathan Lyon obviously in that group as well, and Shane Watson. We all just made sure that on the field we were backing each other up and making sure that the plan that we'd set out to do from that moment, but also each individual plan that we had on the field, we were executing. So that did mean me not necessarily bowling to get wickets. It was, or Siddle. It was trying to, give Johnson the go-ahead to go in, come in and bowl fast. And we managed to be able to do that. And obviously it worked quite well.
You mentioned Mitch, 37 wickets, man of the series. Just had it come all together in that 5 tests. It was quite incredible. And I mean this with the greatest respect, Ryan, because you were pretty sharp when you were up and going as well. But how fun must it have been to see him tearing away at one end, scaring the living you-know-what out of the opposition batsman? And then maybe the feeling that when you came on to bowl, or Peter Siddle came on to bowl, or even Nathan Lyon, as you've just mentioned, that maybe their guard dropped a little and you were able to reap the benefits of that.
No, that's exactly right. Those words are exactly what we spoke about. That was going to happen. We knew that. And that was why it was so important, to me and Siddle, Peter Siddle, to bowl, to do it. We're both bowling pretty well. We're pretty good. We're pretty confident at where we were with our actions and pace. And that was exactly what we spoke about. They're going to try and take us because they can't get Johnson, and that probably got us a few wickets as well. So, same with Nathan Lyon. So that was to be able to stand back and watch to see what Mitch did and the way he was going about it was just phenomenal. It was obviously great not to be standing in front of him. There are opportunities in the net sometimes for him to bowl to us the bowlers, and we shied away from it pretty quickly because he was just everything for a bowler. It's a feeling you don't get too often, and when you do get it, you've got to try and make it last. When everything just clicks and the length's perfect, or you can bowl whatever length you want, and also the pace is there, your wrist is in a good position, it's just a great feeling to have, and that's exactly where he was. And again, as I said, yeah, we Pete Siddle and I, and Nathan Lyon, and we reaped a few rewards from that, but you know, without having him there, obviously he was the game changer, and it put pressure on England, and obviously we've heard him talk about it, they didn't like it, and they're still not liking the short stuff, which is, for me, it's amazing. I thought they would have had someone in their obviously, I don't know how their coaching staff work, but I thought there would have been someone in their camp throwing lots of bounces at the tail end because they knew they were going to get it.
Yeah, a recipe for success. The names might have changed, but it seems to be still working. Last one before I let you go, Ryan. Really do appreciate your time here. On behalf of Australian Made, our iconic Aussies series, you'll be remembered for so many great things in Australian cricket. Our 5-wicket hauls, I remember you taking a wicket late on day 5 in a South African test to win us a game over there. And, of course, there has to be only one moment that I'm going to mention here when it comes to all things Ashes, and I think you know where I'm going. I'm sure you've been asked about it a million times, but rolling in to bowl that first delivery, second innings, whack a test. You got England on the ropes. The Ashes are just about in your grasp, and you're bowling to a bloke, by the way, who just came off 240-odd, so he was a pretty good batsman, still is a very good batsman in Alistair Cook. Run us through that moment, please, mate.
Yeah, people are probably sick of seeing it and hearing about it. It's had a good run the last couple of weeks, which I've sort of taken a bit of a peek at. Again, it just brings back some good memories. I guess, again, probably people are sick of me saying it. I tried to bowl that. I've been trying to bowl that ball for about 15, 16 years, so it was nice to get one out, especially the first ball. I guess, you were spot on when saying that. That going into that day, that was the day that we wanted to. We were going to win the Ashes potentially, but we also knew that, the wicket was pretty good, had a few cracks in it, but that the England weren't batting too badly, and obviously to get him, get Cook first ball in the second innings was huge because he was obviously their leader, but we also knew that Stokes obviously I think he went on to make 100 and Matty Pryor were actually going okay, and it was one of the most probably nerve-wracking days of my cricket career. The night before, I think I had about 3 hours sleep, and I wasn't alone there. I think most of the boys were a bit nervous. But, to come out, I guess, the biggest thing for me at that point was my starts of overs weren't going that well. I was taking a little couple of balls to get into my over, which is not a good thing because if you're obviously giving away a boundary early in your over, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself and the team. But to be able to come out and I made sure I was ready to go. I knew it was going to be an important thing to get a really good start for that innings because of what, potentially at the end of it, whether it was going to be us a win or them a win. But to be able to produce, I guess, something like that was, put the ball in the right spot and let the ball do the work. I guess that's the plan. But it was obviously a good start, and he rests his history. I guess it was a good day. It was a tough day. I think England did that well, but we managed to get through and get the result we needed. So it was an amazing, amazing day of my career, I guess, and something I cherish sort of every day.
Yeah, iconic moment in Ashes history. There's no doubt about it. Rhino, your run in the Australian team came late, but boy, in the short time you were in the green and gold, you crammed a hell of a lot of great moments in. So congratulations on that career. Thanks for stopping by to chat to us, obviously, in the midst of this current Ashes series. More success for Australia. It's great to see, and I'm sure you must love witnessing that fast bowling brigade still tearing in and doing the damage every test here in Australia. Mate, thanks again. And on behalf of Red Energy, Australian Made, we really do appreciate it. Go well.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Thank you.